Lit.
Yeah.
What's the deal, my guy? You hear me well?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What's up, my dude?
What's the word, man? What's the word, man?
What's the word, man? What's the word, man?
I'm glad you look calm today, man.
Yeah, I'm at work, so I'm chilling. I ain't gonna be too loud today. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be real cordial today.
Bet it. I'm gonna jump into it, though.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Welcome to episode 70 of the Speak On It podcast, hosted by your boy T-Lip, man. And if you tuned in to episode last week, man, I got my boy Khalil Hill back, Michigan alumni. Legendary, 13 first touchdowns, Crockett.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man.
So, hey, man, your school won the national championship, man. I'm going to give you the floor, man. I just kind of want to know.
That's good. That's good. Right there.
When they scored that last touchdown to make it 34-13, and you knew they was about to win the national championship for the first time in, I think, like 25, 26 years, it's like 98. How did it make you feel, man? 97. How did it make you feel? How you feel after they kicked down to zero and you knew they were the champions?
Surreal, bro. Like, you know, seeing it live. Because, I mean, like I said, bro, I grew up as a Michigan fan, you know, watching BG play there, you know, Brandon being there and watching Michigan football. And, you know, Floyd also was a guy from Crockett that was there. I've always been a fan of Michigan coming up, you know, since I was a kid, even just the academic side of, you know, university, man. But to go through, you know, everything that we have been through, you know, to get to that point, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's funny talking about it today because, you know, you see all the things people been posting since the game. And, you know, Harbaugh had pointed out, you know, about the guys that were foundation pieces into what has become university, you know. Wearing a Michigan brand and being a Wolverine, it's, you know, like Coach O said, tradition never graduate. You know, that's really the standard that they live by, you know. And it's like, you know, you don't have win a national championship, you don't win a Big Ten championship, or you don't win a national championship, it's kind of looked at as a bust or, you know, not successful season. You know, even if you get 10 wins in a season, that's not enough to really, you know, fulfill, you know, what tradition that we stand on as being the most winningest program in, you know, college football, period. But to see those guys go out there and win, and then do it the way they did it, man, it's surreal, man. And, you know, a lot of guys who played in the Harbaugh, who started out the era of the Harbaugh era, you know, it's like us winning a national championship. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't got no ring or nothing, but, you know, I feel just as joyful as the guys that was on that field, man. And it's kind of crazy, too. You know, Will Johnson, who was a guy who – you know, he used to be a little man, bro. Like, you know, he used to travel. His dad was our DBD 707 coach. You know, he used to travel around the country with us, man.
Who was that? You know, number? What number is that?
Two. Okay. Number two, Will Johnson.
Okay.
So his dad played in Michigan as well. So, you know, but Will, you know, he's been around guys like Jordan Lewis, you know, Dez McKinney. He saw the guys come up through the city, and, you know, he saw what it takes to be, you know, one of those top guys, man. He's gone out here and done it, and then he won a national championship. He stayed home at Michigan, kept, you know, tradition and family, and he won a natty. You know, stuff like that, man. It's just so many stories. But, you know, just from, you know, my standpoint where I'm sitting, man, to sit back and see it done, and it's like I said, it's a win for everybody. You know, the whole state of Michigan, the players, the coaches, the educators on the campus at Michigan, the fans, has been fans for years. You know what I'm saying? They never really gave up, you know, because like I said, we, you know, this is the highest, this is the pinnacle of what it means to be Michigan. You know, we haven't had that. And like you said, 1997 was the last time we was, you know, we really ain't, you know, had that to ourselves. We shared that with Nebraska.
Yeah.
You know, that was a shared title. But to get this and to win a college playoff, you know, with the new era going on and stuff like that, man, it's Man, yesterday I was sitting there talking to one of my, I was about to cry. I was like, no, it's crazy, bro.
I was literally about to ask you, did you shed a tear after that ball dropped?
Oh, for sure. Y'all was. It was definitely, we was at the bar, I ain't gonna lie. We was at the bar, you know, all the guys who, because we were at the coaching convention, a lot of guys who played in Michigan with me, our coaches now, we all were down there watching the game, and you know, I wasn't gonna show no tears around them, but when I got back into my hotel room and I laid down for a second, and I was kind of making my Instagram post, I'm just like, no, they did it, bro. Like, this is everything that we put, you know, the hard work, the shed tears, the blood, you know, all that is, you know, what, you know, we laid the foundation for. It's come to fruition. You know, and those guys that finished the drill, man. You know, Coach Ovi always talks, finish the drill, bro. And they did that. And that just goes to speak about this team, everything they've been through all year. I mean, I have a hardball for some of the key games in the season. You still go out and win. And then, you know, you just finish the drill when it got to the playoffs, man. That's just what you expect from a caliber team and, you know, a Michigan team.
No, I definitely feel that, man. I know y'all was hyped. This is like where it all adds up at. This is where the winter conditioning is, the spring training, the tutoring, you know, the work that you put in outside of coaching and outside of just summertime work, all the grind in the summer. Like, this is where it all pays off right here. And all the early morning meetings, you already know how to 5:30.
Yeah.
This is where it all, like, adds up to, like, damn, this is the granddaddy of them all. I know they say the Rose Bowl, one of the biggest bowl games, period. But the national championship, everybody that really want to compete at that level, compete at the college level, this is what you play for right here, either that or the Heisman. This is the highest of it all. So for y'all to win that, man, shout out to y'all. But I know in the first quarter, the first quarter finish, how you feeling after the first quarter? Because they came out dominant. Michigan came out with an edge. They came out and how we said it last week, I was like, man, if Michigan make them play Michigan football, Michigan gonna dominate their ass. How was you feeling after that first quarter? I mean,
it was like, you know, kind of expected, man. I mean, I know we were talking about firing, but I knew Washington would respond. I think they had a great game plan for us. I mean, it was. You know, they were smart. You know, they knew Michigan would take away the D ball as much as they could, and you know they just took what we gave them. You know, like they had a lot of screen passes early, but those screen passes were going with first downs almost every other time. So it's like, you know, we kind of knew that going in. Like, this is a national championship. You know what I'm saying? This would be the best versus the best. So I never thought, like, for a second, you know, we was gonna blow them out. But I mean, from just the standpoint of what Michigan needed to do, we did what we needed to do. I think we came out, we established the run early, and we see what happened with that. I think we kind of got away from it, you know, because we kind of wanted to open up the playbook, you know, pass the ball downfield, which, you know, I think felt like at that time was, you know, I felt like that was cool to do. But, you know, just it kind of sometimes it's like, you know, it is, again, the way we came out running the ball, we got two touchdowns right off the bat. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, especially, like I said, you know, in those situations, championship game, you know, when it's tight like that, you want to make sure, man, we just, you know, establish line of scrimmage and we dominate. And I mean, you know, we did that throughout the game, though. You know, we came out on top, so that's all that mattered. But I was happy with how the guys played. I mean, they responded to everything, you know, I was giving to them. I mean, you know, I think Penix, we lucked up a couple times. He missed some deep balls that he should have hit.
I love
it. Man, you missed a couple, to be honest. I mean, that was touchdowns. But that's the game, though, right?
That's
the game of inches.
That's the moments, man.
Right, it's the game of inches, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, from my standpoint on the Michigan, I think they played a great game. Just, you know, responding. I mean, Will Johnson come out of halftime and catch a pick. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's showing that y'all was ready to play ball. You know, because most teams come out with the lead at the halftime last day of school. We come out and get a pick. You know what I'm saying?
Just imagine how they came out last week at the halftime. Like, that third quarter was very, very slow.
Man, it was Man, and I'm sure Harbaugh made sure he made sure them guys understood that the game ain't over. We got, because I mean, like you said, Washington was there for the most part. I mean, you know, until, you know, we started breaking away at the end of the game with some big those turnovers. But man, like, you know, for them to come out and keep their foot on the gas, that said a lot about how bad they want to win this game. And they played the perfect game, in my opinion, man.
No, I feel that, bro. They I mean, they come out there in the first quarter and rush for 100, and I think they have rushed for like 175 yards in the first quarter. I know that was a national championship record for sure to come out there and just run. Like, it was big run, man.
And man, we was proud of them. I think what they finished with, was it over three?
It was 303. Like, they got the national championship record, 303.
Man, hey, look. Hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I would have ran it the whole game. I wouldn't have threw it here at all. I understand why they probably try to, you know, throw the ball a little
bit. To give them, you know, because like I think what they understood, because Bama, I think, did a good job of it as well, is that they, you know, once they saw that we was going to try to just run the ball as much as we could, they kind of put more guys in the box. And I think, you know, Michigan, you know, it's all about test to test game, bro. We try to figure out what y'all going to do, how y'all going to respond. And then we try to figure out how to respond back to that, you know. So, you know, the coaching, I think that the coaches did a great job, man, of just, you know, trusting the guys, putting it on their back, man, and letting them do what they got to do, man. So, you know, it's amazing to see, man. And, you know, it's just for Harbaugh to get his win, man. I'm happy for that guy, man, to see where he's came to, man. I think, you know, a lot of people, you know, that's why I say we talk about the foundation so much. You know, a lot of guys don't understand, like, you know, it was different, you know, back then, you know, because I think, you know, we got a chance to show early on the spark of what could be at Michigan, right? You know what I'm saying? Us being, you know, number two, number three team in the country at the time. I'm talking about 2016.
How about, you know, he got there, and what year he get there?
He got there 2015. So his first year, we went, I think, 10-3. We beat Florida. And
what year was that for you?
2015. That was 2015.
What year was that?
That was my junior year, because my first 2 years was with Hope. So I redshirted my first year. My next year, I was a starter, tore my ACL. And then my third year is when Harbaugh came in.
Okay.
So, you know, he so his first our first season with him, 10-win season, beat Florida. And, I think Buffalo Wild Wings Bowl, I think it was what it was. I want to say it was that. And then, you know, next year us – you know, having the year that we had, 2016. I mean, you know, a lot of people have kind of talked about it, you know, as since we won the Natty, you know, talking about like that team was kind of like the team that laid the foundation of what could be. And then, you know, you kind of look at that season and what we did, man, we were so close to, you know, doing something like this team. But, you know, it just goes to show that, man, you know, it kind of was, you know, early, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it didn't work out. You know, we didn't, you know, we're kind of the team that's not talked about, but, you know, we've kind of showed and brought that life back to Michigan, you know, the swagger, just the, you know, mindset of being, you know, the dominant Big Ten team in the country, you know. And like I said, you know, Harbaugh turned into the coach he is now, and everything he's done and how he's changed, you know, the culture of the team, man, is just, it's beautiful, man. It's beautiful.
No, I'm already knowing. I know the energy on that campus. Man. I know it's live. I know all y'all goddamn fans is everywhere running their mouth. It's happy, hype. And that's what's up, man. That's what's up. But y'all literally just brought Washington into the Big Ten bruised up, bro. they got band-aids on, quarterback
on the field. A lot of people want to say, man, you know, hey, man, watch, they gonna just pass on y'all, man. At the end of the day, bro, you gotta understand, we born in trenches. Hey, that Big Ten football, it ain't Big Ten football for a reason. Now, we play ball.
Midwest, you know, ball.
For real. Like, we gonna, y'all can think, oh, yeah, they all they do is, you know, the run game, and they got the all the line on the field. They ain't gonna, man, we can do it all, man. But we also, we play hard, we strong. You know what I'm saying? I think
that's where it
that
started.
Showed. Show,
we definitely are up front. I would say, I mean, besides like SEC, which I think the Big Ten is up there with the SEC, but you know how they be doing, they be talking. We are a dominant physical brand of football just as much as I feel like top to bottom, we a physical team. We got like two to three teams that's kind of like spread offenses and Nessie teams, Indiana, but even Indiana had Tevin Coleman. He ran for damn near 1,600 yards. And you got Northwestern is more of a passing team and things like that. But that's it. The rest of our brand of football is physical.
But like on the last episode you had me on, man, I talked about, you know, I think they were trying to talk about the Alabama and Michigan game. You know, they were talking about like, you know, Alabama is faster, but Michigan is stronger. That's how I look at the Big Ten and the SEC. Like, well, I just think of SEC, I just think of how fast they play. You know what I'm saying? Like, they get to the ball, they just, you know, athletic guys. But Big Ten, I mean, West football, we strong, bro. We built different. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can punch you in the mouth. You know, like that front seven is really where the game is played when it comes to us. You know what I'm saying? That front seven is going to show you a lot or give you what, you know, what the game is going to be, the outcome of that game. You know what I'm saying? Like,
talk about talk about your front seven, because y'all, that defense was connected again in this game. They was locked in versus a Heisman quarterback or a Heisman candidate quarterback. Three, we already talked about their receivers. Mm. Talk about your defense, man, because they did their thing. They forced two turnovers. They only gave up one touchdown, and that was off some, you know.
Hey, look, and I think we got to understand this too, bro. Like, we knew Washington was going to be a team that had those. They gonna have them shots. They gonna get what off. They gonna get a couple. It's gonna happen, bro. But I think our defense didn't let that bother them. You know, our front seven, the backers running sideline to sideline. You know, you got and then the one thing we got to talk about, the tackling the whole team. Like, there was one play, I think Mikey Sanders still, he got McMillan, you know, he was trying to get a first down, and you see Mikey let him go. He right to the bottom to the ground. That is playing football. You know, I think we saw a lot of great football. They made tackles in the open field. They didn't let guys break off tackles and, you know, get extra yards. You know, like, that is what, you know, we want to see. Now, I will say at the beginning of the game when they was running them screens and stuff, we got a lot of bodies flying around, but I think we had to settle in. You know, nerves playing, you know, college. You've been to the CFP, you know what I'm saying? I never got a chance to go. So, you know, I know the nerves probably played a lot into, you know, that. But just to see them make big plays at the end of the game, making tackles, you know, getting those guys to the ground, man, or that front seven with Graham and Big 78, dog. Oh my God! Like, they return next year. Like, they're gonna be a problem, bro. Like, it was gorgeous. I mean, I think Grant he pushed dog to the ground and then threw Penix off balance. Like, it was just like to see that, man. It's just like that's domination.
Yeah,
that's putting your will on the line, bro, and making a play. You know what I'm saying? Even with Mikey. You know, a lot of people try to say Mikey, you know, was gonna be the focal point of this game. You know, the game was gonna be tough on him because he was having to play that slot DB. You know, playing that slot DB ain't nothing for the week, man. But he answered the bell, bro. You know what I'm saying? He made some tackles, got a big interception return. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, these guys were battle tested, and it showed, man. It showed that they was ready. I'm proud of this group, man. I mean, even on the offensive side of the ball, like us getting on the field and just, you know, doing what we could to dominate. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't pretty always, but, you know, we got it done. You know what I'm saying? Like, we went out there and we did what we supposed to do.
Okay. Well, they definitely did a great job tackling, man. They definitely, like you said, the tackle, it was on like a whip. It was an out route or something. Man.
Yeah. He tried to come back and side.
Yeah. Yep. He ain't just tackle him though. Like, he scooped his legs up and drove him to the
ground. Yes.
I'm just like, bro, that's a play. And it was either another play in the red zone. I think it was I don't know if it was a toss, but number seven was running
towards. Oh yeah, when he dipped under the lineman. That's, bro,
yes.
That's
just, like, that's, I'm just like, damn.
That's ball.
Like,
that's ball, seven, bro.
You're not gonna block him. Like, he was just so physical, and he made the tackle like it was a physical tackle. Like,
yes.
I was like, man, this shows you right here what Big Ten ball is. Like, you're not going to be able to just hand the ball off and run the ball with no fullback or no tight ends.
Look, that's the crazy part. That's why I said the DBs coming down, it hits. Like, it ain't like you see what they DB hit Blake Corwin to happen to him. He can't win out the game.
No. That defense was number 20 should have never been on the field. Number 25. It was either 20 or 25. One of them should have never been on the field. Number seven, like, man. They you can tell they wasn't a team that was used to going against 13 personnel or going against
12. Oh, yeah.
When I say personnel, I mean one running back, three tight ends, that I don't know, or 12 personnel, one running back, two tight ends, two receivers. Like, they was not used to gap schemes, gap discipline, getting off blocks, none of that shit. Like,
the biggest thing that Michigan did too, they took from the Alabama game is the motion, the moving to it, the send a tight end across. You know what I'm saying? Like get the looks and give them different looks and make them think. You know, because I think even on Donovan, one of his runs where he broke off was because, you know, he first hit it, but he got stopped. And then he, like, kind of took a side step to the right. But one of the guys overflew, you know, because you could tell, like, them guys not used to them offensive, the defensive line get blew back like that. You know, the defender, he trying to pick a way to go. He picked the wrong way. Donovan pop out the other way. You know what I'm saying? So
they
it's
not
just like
– used to defending the run at all. They wasn't defending this type of run game.
Mm-hmm.
They gaps and whole discipline, all that shit was off. Like,
man, they were struggling, dog. They were struggling. So,
question.
Hey, like I said,
go ahead.
No, you.
A question for you though. I seen that there was this it's this, I guess, team 144 for like for like the people that don't know, because were you a certain team? I don't know. Like,
so my first year was team 134.
Okay,
so I was a part of team.
People that don't know nothing about Michigan, like this. Okay, this past team was Michigan team 144. Yeah. What do that mean for the viewers that don't know what that means?
So those are the teams that's been through Michigan, just each year, and you know, a program, you know, each year that say like, oh, this is team. So this year was team 144. My freshman year was team 134. But each team each year will get a number, you know, and as the tradition goes along, the number will grow. You know, just like, you know, at Odin, you know, when he moved over to Arbor Woods, it was team one. You know, he went east of his village, it was team one, you know, because you start over. But the Michigan tradition has been around for a long time. So, you know, we've had 144 teams before us that, you know, have been guys who have, you know, also been a part of the foundation as well, that have, you know, come before us and showed us what Michigan ball is truly about. But, you know, this 144 team, man, they went and they took it all the way. And that's just really what it is. It's not nothing, I don't think, crazy about it, but I think it just gives the team or the number of the team and for the program.
Okay, so is this established like because I know, like, in, let's say training camp start, you know, you get like type of chant or some type of symbol or something symbolic of, okay, this is team 44, everybody gonna have this rock or this shield or this stone or
so
does it come with something like that, or is just like, okay,
so my first year it was, I think, 134, we had cart. I think it was cart, but it was something that stood for cart. We got a shield for that. I think the following year we got like a work bucket or something like that.
Okay.
I still have the work bucket. Because my team that I got the work bucket from, I still have. I just don't know what number it was. But we usually get something to, you know, that's an object that, you know, will represent the team for the year, what, you know, the team stands for, the values we stand on as a team. But you'll have that. You'll get that at the beginning of the year. I think one year Harbaugh gave us work jacket, so I still got my work jacket, my name on it. I be wearing it sometimes, you know what I'm saying? But it depends on what the team, you know, motto is for the year, or, you know, what we kind of basing our year off of.
Okay. So, big 10-0.
Yep.
Last CFP 14 playoff system, y'all won a championship. Like I said, first championship. in 20 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
How are we feeling moving forward? Like, what does
we gotta get to the nitty gritty, man. Because
what does Ann Arbor look like now?
So I think Harbaugh is in the point where, so in the 2016 era, right? The reason why we were so good in 2016, we had 42 seniors. A lot of people don't know that we had 42 seniors on that team. Harbaugh is kind of going through a similar thing with this team because they had 40.
Is that the year y'all played Florida State in Miami?
Yes.
Okay, I remember y'all coming out there in practice, and I came out there and was talking shit.
Yeah, you was under. You were talking about that. You were under. Yeah,
I came out there and was talking. Y'all practicing our facility. Okay.
Yeah.
You were talking about the seniors, 42.
Yeah,
seniors.
We had 42 seniors in 2016, and then, you know, Harbaugh went through the rebuild phase, you know, and again, I don't think they'll probably go through something like that they did then, because now I think he'll be ready for it, and you got the transfer portal now, so things are a lot different than when it happened before. But we are losing a lot of guys. We're losing the whole offensive line. Blake is gone. You know, we'll have Donovan for another year. JJ, I don't know if he's going to leave or come back. We're losing. We'll still have, you know, the corner. We'll still have Will. We'll still have Graham. We'll still have, Grant, the other guy who's been dominant this year. But we, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I think Harbaugh did a great job of playing younger guys this year. Getting those guys in the game, getting them some experience. I mean, even in 2016, so you had David Long, LeVert Hill, Josh Metellus, who plays with the 49ers, I mean, plays for the Vikings right now, who's a player that's all over the field. He played as a freshman. He started that Florida State game.
Is that 4-4 for Minnesota? 40,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I remember. Nice.
Yeah, he played as a freshman. He actually scored that game. He took a block extra point to the crib in that game. So Harbaugh has done a great job of developing guys throughout the years, letting them play early. The guys that can handle it, you know, that can go out there and produce. I think he's done a phenomenal job doing that. I mean, even this year, I've seen a lot of young guys play on the defense side of the ball. So, I'm not too worried, you know, over there. I mean, I will say the offensive line, that's a key piece, I think, that we need to kind of make sure we're good at, just filling in those positions because, you know, we are losing some guys that were phenomenal throughout this process. I mean, this year, they've been great. So, you know, and, I think we might get Loveland back. Don't know if it's sure. I think we might have Barnes for another year. It was a tight end that was from that transfer from Indiana.
Y'all losing a lot of guys.
Yeah, we're losing a lot of guys. So, I mean, how the pitcher will look next year, I don't know yet. But, I mean, losing a lot of guys is losing a lot of guys, bro. You don't want to do that. And you don't want to be in those type of situations. But at the same time, I mean, Coach Harbaugh said he's been through this before, and I don't think he wants to go through it and not be prepared like he was the time before. And again, too, the transfer portal is around now, so they can go get whoever they need to get to fill those pieces. And I think Harbaugh does a great job of bringing their transfer pieces. I think most of the four transfers he brought in were phenomenal this year. I think I don't know if he's the right tackle or the left tackle, but the offensive tackle he brought in, the center, Barnes, the tight end, and even the other DN from Coastal Carolina. They were all great pieces for this team. So I think, you know, he going to do the same thing this year, go get in that portal, man, and see what guys he can bring to help, you know, push the Michigan brand and keep us where we at, man. And we, you know, because they classified us as a rebuild of power instead of a superpower team, which is crazy. So it's kind of crazy to see that, you know. But, I mean, it's the truth, you know. But I think, like I said, Harbaugh, they're prepared for it.
Okay. Speaking of Harbaugh,
yep.
There's a lot of speculation that he might, you know,
his
talent to the NFL, if that's the Chargers, if that's Chicago, if that's Washington. We don't know who it is. It could be whoever, Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. We don't know. How do you feel about, you know, let's say he does leave. Because I might leave, he might stay. Who knows? They're going through rebuild. He might lose his quarterback. We don't know. If he leaves, where would you want that program to go? Like, would you want them to hire somebody that's in-house, or would you want them to go out there and, you know, get somebody different to come in there, you know, bring new flavor or bring a different flavor to the program? What do you speculate on that?
Well, I look at it as this. I think that, you know, Sharon Moore would probably be the first candidate.
Who is that again?
The offensive coordinator, Sharon Moore.
Okay.
I mean, he won four games this season as the acting head coach when Harbaugh was going. And, you know, he's been the guys on the team level. He's been a phenomenal leader on the offensive side of the ball. I think, you know, he would be a perfect guy to put in that system. And, I mean, he's a Harbaugh coach. You know, Harbaugh hired him. Harbaugh has developed these coaches over the years to be head coaches and be guys. I will say this. Harbaugh does a great job of teaching football and getting people in a position to be, great leaders. But like I said, I mean, Harbaugh, they were switching around head coaches all year. I mean, Mike Hart was a head coach one game for a quarter. His son, Jay Harbaugh, was a head coach for a quarter. You know, Sharon Moore was the head coach for certain games. So, I mean, they got coaches on that staff, man, that can, you know, possibly be head coaches one day. We never know. I think right now, Sharon Moore would be the guy that makes sense. I kind of look at it as like the Raiders situation with Pierce. you know, coach coming in and kind of just taking over. And the guys love him. They want to play for him. And, So, I mean, you know, like I said, best case scenario, Harbaugh stays. If he don't, you know, I'm pretty sure we'll find a guy to fill those shoes. I mean, I was there when they fired Hoke, and I was a part of the process of us picking, you know, between the three. I mean, it was a poll we got. So the crazy thing is, when Hoke got fired, bro, like our AD at the time, or the acting AD at the time came in, he was kind of like giving us choices. We got to choose if we wanted Nike, Jordan, or Adidas, what coaches we wanted. You know, everybody got to poll and put in what they wanted. I think Les Miles was in the talks, and we knew Harbaugh was in the talks. But Les Miles was another coach that was talked about being a guy that we could have bought back over, you know, been a coach when they fired Hoke. But it ended up being Harbaugh, and I mean, it ended up working out just perfectly. So I think, you know, Michigan, you know what they got to do. You know, again, we're going to trust the system. We're going to trust they put the right person in place to, you know, get it done. And I mean, you know, I think Harbaugh, like I said, but I do believe Harbaugh, if he is leaving, he has a guy that he's going to want to get put in that position. And I mean, I think they're going to listen to Harbaugh because he bought us a national championship. So either way, man, I think Harbaugh have his hand in it. He'll make sure to be whoever it needs to be. That's if he's leaving, you know. So, but I, my two cents, I do think it would be Sharon Moore. If not, you know, I know I couldn't figure out who else it would be right now that can come in and kind of, you know, get a hold of the program and keep us where we at right now. So.
Especially off a championship, I don't think they want
to
bring.
Yeah, like it's hard to do that, you know. Yeah. It's hard to just bring in a new face to the program. Like, you know, it'd be smart to just hire somebody that was there, you know, that was part of the championship, and they knew what it took to get there. So, it kind of all signs point to coach Moore.
Okay, so let's say Harbaugh leaves and they make Shamar Moore the head coach, make him the head coach. Do you think J.J. McCarthy stays there? Because I can't hear his name in the first round. I've hearing his name speculated being a first round quarterback. Let's say, you know, if Harbaugh leaves, we're gonna find that out in like the next week or two, kind of. If he leaves and go to the NFL, will J.J. McCarthy come back? Still come back? Because I mean, that's like they kind of grew together. They kind of started to gel.
I would look at it like this. I do believe that could play a part. You know, especially with Harbaugh going to the league and then JJ hitting the draft, like, you know, that could be something that could be on the horizon. Do I believe? But so many scenarios, bro. I mean, we could talk through all of them, but I just feel like, you know, I think JJ got what he wanted, right? You know, he got to a national championship after being. Going, you know, to the college playoff twice and then losing twice and then finally going the third time and winning. I think he's you know, stepped his legacy at the university. A lot of people will knock JJ because he's not really a quarterback, you know, on paper that I think they can look at as like a Penix or, you know, Bo Nix or, you know, Jaden. You know, like, but, you know, at the same time, our team is not like a lot of those teams had to. You know, kind of depend on their quarterback play and their skill, you know, receivers or whatever skill guys to, you know, win games. You know, I think Michigan is a complementary team, right? Everything that we do as a team complements each other. Defense helps, you know, the offense, the special teams, all those play a part in us winning the game, not just one person or one side of the ball is, you know, a part that stands out. I think we're leveled across the playing field. So, you know, a lot of people try to knock JJ because he hasn't had to sit back there and win us a game. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you know, when you don't have to, why should that be a thing? You know what I'm saying? Like, people try to talk about, you know, how his numbers aren't the same as they were at the beginning of the season. But it's just that, you know, I think, hey, I mean, you know.
I think they played today.
They played to their strengths. You feel me? Like, I don't think we ever was going to be a team that's going to sit back and just throw the ball. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, Michigan's never been a team like that, though.
Even come on, bro. Even 2017, like, 2017, I would say a prime example was a year that we kind of got away from pounding the ball and running the ball, and we tried to sit back there and pass the ball, and that wasn't our strong suit. It's never been our strong suit. I mean, even when, what was the coach that came over there from, Oh, he was before Hope.
Rich Rod.
Rich Rod. Like, he tried to come install the whole system of the spread offense. Like, that's not Michigan football. You know, like, we can do some things for sure. You definitely can spice it up and run some stuff. Yeah, I'm not saying, but we're not about to sit back there and pack that thing. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have a dominant run game. You know, we're going to have guys up front that's going to move the ball out of the field. And then we're going to have some skillful receivers on the outside that's going to make big plays. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's a lot of people want to, you know, try to, you know, knock JJ, but at the same time, you know, I think he's proven what he can do, you know, under pressure. I mean, you know, and
he won the national championship. I mean, you can't.
I mean, is he what? That's exactly. Like, you can't really knock that. Like, he got a daddy, and I mean, he has one loss as a starting QB. Like, that's insane, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's real.
I know I be talking John. I definitely be talking John, but I talk John. That's what I do. But like, I feel that his quarterback comp, like who he compares to the most. I think he's a quarterback that can go to the right situation, and he can be like Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson had a great defense around him. He was more a creator with his legs of throwing the ball out of the pocket, things like that. Pocket and just throw the ball. He's more neck boots, sprint outs, extended plays. I think he has that ability of doing that
and that's his MO. That's what he do. So like you said, you got to go to a program that's gonna help him do that. You know what I'm saying? And I think like again, a lot of people, like I said, they were trying to knock him because they haven't seen this much. But when you got a dominant run game with two prime running backs, you don't need your quarterback to make all the crazy plays. You know, like when last year against TCU, we really got a chance to see JJ for who he was. Like, we was down all them points. Now he got to play ball. He bought us back in the game with a couple minutes left. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he has the talent. He's shown us he can do it. But, I mean, he hasn't always had to do it because he's had a complimentary team around him. Yeah. So, you know, but I think going to the league and, you know, JJ having to, you know, do it eventually, people are going to see, okay, he's been able to do it all the time. It just wasn't needed. Like, even with Donovan Edwards, right, people tried to knock Donovan for this year for not being productive this year. Blake came back and was doing what he's supposed to do. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Donovan probably wasn't as dominant during the season as last year, but when his number was called, he answered. That's all that mattered. You know what I mean?
I think both of them backs are going to be good in the league. I think.
Oh, 100%.
I think Edwards going to be better in the NFL, though.
Yeah, because he has more. He has more of a skill set.
Yeah, like he can catch out the
backfield.
Catch
the backfield. Yeah.
We've seen him throw a touchdown. We can catch. He can run inside. I think his talents will show more on the next level for sure. So, I think both of those guys will probably be like. I don't think there's really a first round running back right now, but I think in the second round, I would pick. If I'm somebody and I got a good system going. If I'm the Cowboys or the Chiefs or you know one or the Ravens,
Ravens for sure. Yeah. Ravens for sure. Yeah,
them for sure. But
you know, man, hey, look, that makes sense though. Hey, Harbaugh to Harbaugh.
Of course, that somebody from the.
Oh yeah, 100%.
And you know, Cowboys love drafting motherfuckers that went to Michigan, boy.
Yeah. Yep. Facts. Facts.
So we seeing like okay, I don't like I said I asked that question about JJ because I want to hear your perspective on it because they definitely have to have another quarterback next year. But I think if he do come back next year, there's nothing more that he can do. He won a national championship. Like there's nothing, or he can be the
and Heisman. But also go back to back. Hey.
Yeah, because... be pressure though. I mean that's gonna be
a 100%. I think that
he can walk away right now being a champion and just brought Michigan their first champion in 26 years. Mm-hmm. And that'll be what he leave y'all campus with, a national champion. Like,
but I will say, to play devil's advocate, I think JJ liked the pressure, bro. Like I told you, like last year, us, you know, going to getting down, you know, early, big to, you know, TCU, like, somebody made a clip about like his JJ's plays after the bad plays he made at the end of the game. You watch that the second half, JJ is completely different human being. Like, he was making plays out of his mind, right? And I think, like I said, this year we haven't – we didn't – like, we can't just say, oh, yeah, the season – we had the season we had because of JJ, right? And I'm not saying this – and I don't think that's JJ's type of character anyway. Like, he's not a me guy, I guy. Like, he's more of a team guy, you know what I'm saying? But just, like, from him being a competitor, the competitor he is, I would think JJ wants to have a dominant season where he's a dominant quarterback. Because, again, I mean, it's so much disrespect around his name right now. Like, even winning the national championship, people are always still talking about, well, JJ this, JJ that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think he a part of him wants to be like, bro, I need to come back and just dominate for a year. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need to really instill my will on college football. Yeah, I got a natty. Yeah, I'm probably one of the most winningest quarterbacks. He probably is the most winningest quarterback in Michigan history. But I think for him, it's probably more on the table that he wants to get, you know? Okay. Think about this, too. We all speculation of where JJ could go right now. First round, maybe late first round, you know what I'm saying? All these things. But we don't know because there's a lot of quarterbacks that got to come out this year. Caleb Williams, Drake May, right? You know, it's a lot of quarterbacks that, you know, are being looked at. So, you know, it's all speculation of what we could believe to be true. But, you know, I think, you know, it might be the first scenario, you know, Harbaugh and JJ might leave, you feel me? But, I mean, like I said, I'm game for whatever, man. I feel like I'm just happy Michigan won. That's the biggest thing for me.
That's what we're going to end it on. We're going to end it on, like, telling me how you feel. One little last words for Michigan, man, for the program. Yeah. For your team, for your former players, for the players right now. Yeah. Let me know how you feel about a winning championship, man. Floor is yours.
Indulge in this, man. Live it. Remember it. Try to take as many pictures and as videos as you can with your brothers, man, because time is gonna fly. I mean, as you know, T Lip, you play college ball game, you done been played in some of the biggest games of them all, bro. Like, that time flew by, and it's like you look back at it like, man, that was that much time ago. Like, I was telling Dave on the drive home, like, bro, 10 years ago, like back in June, 10 years ago was my first day on Michigan campus. That's how crazy that is, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's time fly, and you know, time like this, and to experience something like this, to win a national championship, bro, enjoy it, you know. Hug somebody, you know, embrace the fans, man, because, I mean, it's fans out here that's been a part of a lot of up and downs, you know, season after season. And, you know, for, like I said, for all of us to go through all the things, the emotions, the ups and downs, the frustration, to it all pay off. I mean, just indulge in it, man. Like, I can't wait to go to the parade. I'm gonna show my ass. I'm not gonna lie to you.
When is it?
I think it's this weekend. I think it's Saturday. So, I'm planning to show my ass. Because, look, it's just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is a one-in-a-lifetime thing. Like, bro, you know how hard it is on a national championship, bro. Like, think back to when, you know what I'm saying, you played, bro. Because was your last year the first year to CFP?
No, after my it came in 15.
Oh, it came in 15. So you, oh yes, I didn't even.
Get I had just left.
You had just got up out of there. Okay. But did y'all go back? I feel like y'all was a part of that first CFP though. Yeah. Right.
15, we went.
Y'all played Bama, right?
Yeah.
Okay, baby. Okay, so you ain't get a chance to experience, but your homeboys, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all know what it took to even, you know, play on a level like that, man. And
yeah,
just to go out and win it all. I mean, beat the best teams, and you're the number one team standing. When it's all said and done, it's something that is gonna come. Like I said, we don't know when Michigan might get again. Like 1997 was the last time Michigan was looked at this high of a, you know, pinnacle, right?
I hope it's 20 here, goddamn.
But no, man, like you said though, just, I mean, you know, you never know when you're gonna get this chance to experience this again, man. So enjoy it. You know, hug your brother, hug your family members, hug your coaches, thank everybody you meet. You know, it's for everybody, man. It's for Michigan versus everybody, man. All the people back home who support it, you know, watching the game on TV or coming to the game, being a fan, tailgating, being out at the bars on campus, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's for everybody, man. So embrace it, enjoy it, man. And we gonna reset it, you know, when spring ball starts. Right now, we're gonna enjoy this motherfucking show.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. You definitely enjoy it. I know every Wolverine that ever put on your uniform, man. Played in the big house. I can definitely say that was one of the loudest motherfucking stadiums I've ever played in my life.
Especially that rivalry.
Historical, man. Arena, stadium. Shout out to all they fans, all the people that have been, you know, following Michigan for 140 some years. Shout out to y'all,
yes, sir.
Man. Mm-hmm. I don't even like that I'm saying this, but I'm saying it. It is what it is. Shout out to y'all, man. I know I've been a player before. I've been in them shoes, so I know what it's like to play in some big games and lose them. So I know how to. I know what it feel like. I know the work that was put in, and yes, like you're a former player, and you put in that where you wore the maize and blue, so you know exactly. You know exactly what it feel like to be in them shoes. So shout out to y'all for winning the national championship. Like I said, I hope y'all don't win that motherfucker for the next 50 years.
Yeah. Hey, before we get on, though.
Yep.
Can I get a Go Blue?
Nigga, is you crazy? You lost your fucking mind. I take everything I said. I hope y'all go 1-12 next year. I don't want to hear nothing else.
Oh my God.
I hope we go back to when Rich Rod was the coach.
No, never that. We on top, baby. We on top, brother.
But man, appreciate you joining the podcast, bro. You already know it's love, man. Khalid Hill, alumni Wolverine. They the champion. They get the bragging rights. Shout out to you, man. Appreciate you. Much love. You already know the vibes.
Yes, indeed. Peace.
Yes, sir.